This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Here, we'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username for you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. In the studio tonight, you have Ian
and Rich Paul.
And, of course, you can join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Interesting headline about New York City, not the freest place in the world, arguably one of the biggest governments in the world, but New York City appears to have gotten so big, its government, its police department, you know, they've got their own traffic cop division. I think their traffic division has more employees, more cops, than the town of Keene, New Hampshire, has residents. So there's a lot, yeah, there's a lot of bureaucrats in the city of New York. But according to Thrillist.com, city officials have quietly announced that starting today, March 7th, that you will no longer be arrested for certain low-level offenses in Manhattan. So those low-level offenses could include, or apparently do include, public consumption of alcohol.
Now, the first question is, you will no longer be arrested for it. Does that mean that it's legal, or does it mean that you're going to get a ticket and have to go to court and fight it?
Excellent question. I do actually have the official press release about that here. Yeah, it looks like they are doing summonses. So
okay,
they will still hand out a ticket. But it's still kind of a decriminalization, kind of.
Well, it's definitely an improvement that they're not arresting people directly. You know, a lot of times, you know, if you get arrested, even if it takes you 14, 16 hours to bail out, that can be enough to cost you a job. So
that's a great point.
Yeah, it can be. It's an improvement.
The story here from Thrillist.com says also apparently they're not going to arrest you if you're publicly urinating as well in Manhattan. Also, bad subway behavior like riding between cars and taking up more than one seat, unless police deem that it is, quote, necessary for public safety reasons, unquote. Additionally, the office of the Manhattan District Attorney will no longer prosecute low-level infractions, meaning getting caught sipping a beer on your walk home from a bodega, for example, will be a significantly less serious offense, according to a report by Gizmodo. To be clear, it's still against the law to drink in public under the new policy, but now you might get slapped with a summons and a fine instead of ending up in handcuffs, but in Manhattan only. In other words, New York isn't about to transform into a boozy party full of go-cups and lax laws like New Orleans. Instead, as city officials said, the changes are designed to free up police and criminal justice resources used on low-level offenses so they can be allocated to focus on more violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think is such a bad idea.
I'd say that's definitely a step in the right direction. It's you know, somebody does have to be out there dealing with robbers, rapists, and murderers. And, you know, I'd prefer that those people not be paid with stolen money. But so long as somebody's getting paid with stolen money, I'd rather have them actually offering some defense rather than just harming random citizens.
Right. And as you were saying, not only does it take hours if you end up getting arrested and then having to be processed. And, of course, I've never been arrested, thankfully, in New York City. But I imagine it's a little longer than it takes in New York. It probably takes longer in New York City than it does in Keene, New Hampshire, where the level of people, the physical amount of arrestees that's in the police station awaiting processing is probably 0 to 1 in Keene, New Hampshire. And in New York City, there's probably a line of arrestees that are waiting up. They have underground processing and holding areas I've heard of called the Tombs.
Yes, the Tombs is the main, like, effectively the county jail of New York City. Mm-hmm. Although people can stay in the Tombs, my understanding is, for something like 2 or 3 years before
really?
They get moved to a prison. Sometimes that happens. And I don't know exactly how the law is different and what causes that, but I've...
It just sounds like a place I would not want to visit. The tombs.
Yeah. It's not the name you're looking for.
Yeah.
This is not the hotel you're looking for.
Right. So I feel like, you know, you not only would you be subjected to a long period of waiting and then having to get bailed out and whatever, or just even if you're just going to be processed for PR bail, personal recognizance, as they call it. Still, you've got to wait until you get the bail commissioner in, until he sees you. And in New Hampshire, where, again, the burden on the system is fairly light, it still can take a few hours, as you pointed out. New York's probably going to take longer. And that's time that they could be using to process actual real criminals who've created a victim. And so it sounds like this might be making the system a little bit more efficient. Now, under the current NYPD policy, cops can determine whether or not to arrest someone based on their existing background or whether they have outstanding warrants, city officials explained in their announcement, which you can check for additional details. But if you're into reading police policies, the bottom line, if you want to enjoy an adult beverage in the giant outdoor bar that is Manhattan, you no longer have to sweat getting arrested for it. Again, that goes into effect today in Manhattan, where low-level offenses will no longer be subject to arrest unless it is so-called necessary for public safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we want to see more decriminalization of things. New Hampshire is where we're doing the show from, is a little behind the ball, but the surrounding New England states have done a good job of decriminalizing cannabis. For instance, in Massachusetts, if you are in possession of, I believe it's up to an ounce of cannabis, they can only hit you with a summons. They can only give you that fine. And I don't even know if it's a summons, because from what I understand, the way the law was written when they did the decriminalization, the marijuana users figured out that if they didn't pay the fine, that there was no actual enforcement mechanism, meaning that the way the law was written, if you don't pay the fine, the state can't do anything.
Really?
You didn't hear about that?
That seems strange. Now,
it is strange.
I have been told of one loophole that exists, which is, and this is Massachusetts you're talking about.
That's right.
I've been told that in Massachusetts, because it is decriminalized, it's considered a civil infraction in Massachusetts, and because Massachusetts law doesn't require you to present ID to police unless he has a reasonable suspicion that you've committed a criminal act, my understanding is that people who were down at the smokeout in Boston, if they got a weed ticket, would just give a fake name, and the cops couldn't force them to produce ID. So that may be the loophole that you're talking about. It doesn't seem like that law would have to have a special enforcement phrase in it, because, you know, there's nothing special in, like, the speeding laws or whatever to say how they're going to collect the money, but the courts certainly do manage to collect those things.
I forget the exact explanation for it, Rich, but it was my understanding that whether it was the real name of the person or not, it was basically impossible, the way it was written, for it to be sent to prosecution. So the idea was they can write the ticket, they can give you the ticket, but if you don't pay it, it's over. Like, there's no further steps that the state can take in Massachusetts. That's my understanding. And word was that spread very quickly among the marijuana users, because, you know, somebody figured that out, and then the word got around real fast that, hey, if you get caught, the worst that's happening to you is they take your weed.
Right.
So they take the weed, give you the ticket, then you ignore the ticket, and they can't do anything to you. You can share your thoughts here with us tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of dumb tickets, apparently you now have to have ID to ride a bicycle in a portion of Australia. And let's go first, though, to Dan, listening in California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich Paul.
Hi, Ian and Rich. I'm so sorry that Mark's not there. I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of partial to Mark. I love him on the show. So
he might be joining us in a little bit. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, okay. Well, I was calling because I'm a podcast listener, and I was listening to Saturday and Sunday show, and it was very frustrating to sit here and listen to three white guys talk about the African American community. And
I'm sorry, when were we talking about the African American community?
This was on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Saturday night. Not you, Mr. Paul. Sorry about that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I knew what you were saying.
No. So on Saturday night, there were so many, they were laying out the case for white blacks. And I hear the bumper music coming up. I'll let you wrap this up, Ian, and I'll come back.
All right, stand by, Dan. We will come back to you here. We'll continue the discussion on race or whatever you want to talk about here. We've got some other interesting news internationally as well with the ridiculous situation in Venezuela where they are suing a website in the United States for revealing the black market price of
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us. That way, you can bring up what you want. We've got a ridiculous story from Venezuela coming up here in moments. But first, we're going to go back to Dan, who wants to talk about race. But first, I also want to let you know about ProXPN. They can give you your privacy back on the internet because by default, you just don't have it. You've got to take steps to ensure that you have privacy, and ProXPN is an excellent step to take. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. And if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and Bitcoin, so if you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It could be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used by going to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's code FTL50 at proxpn.com. As we go to the phones here, to the fun, Dan is in the Bay Area of California. Dan, you're calling in reference to what occupied a good amount of some of the show this weekend. I forget which night it was, but there were some people who were calling in. Go ahead.
It was both nights, Saturday and Sunday, and that's normally on call. I love to sit back and listen to the show while I'm at work. It gets me through. I've been listening to you guys over 10 years, and I love you guys for that. It makes my job not so unbearable. But as I was listening, there's just, I guess, some definitions that I want to go over with you guys because, like, Ralph.
Sure, Dan, can you do me a favor before you hit the definitions? Maybe back off your microphone about an inch or so. It's a little overmodulated.
How about right now? Better?
Not really, but it could just be something in our phone system. Sorry about that. So just go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll take you guys off Bluetooth.
Oh, usually that does make a difference. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I was saying is that, you know, I want to go over some definitions, if that's okay with you, because, like, Ralph from New Jersey always calls, and he's always talking about white guilt and Obama's the animal, and I'm just like, gosh, can we just go over some definitions? First of all, Black Lives Matter is not a movement of black racism. It's just a movement to stop unarmed black kids from being killed by police. That's all we want. I don't know if that's equality, but we just want black kids to stop being killed by unarmed black kids being killed by police. And the reason why, and I know Ian, you sometimes maybe understand this, but the reason why white lives matter can be seen as offensive is because when white people get killed, someone goes to jail. When someone black is killed, no one goes to jail. So that's the reason we know white lives matter. We know this, you know.
Could I interrupt for a sec there? I think if you look at the Free State Project or the Free Thought Project website or the Cop Block website, you'll find that police murder with impunity people of all races and people
seen
that you wouldn't expect. Shooting a school teacher, white, 23, in the face as she's trying to drive away from a party is just one case that I can think of the top of my head that made me think, but there, and believe me, I do believe that there is a disproportionate amount of police violence that falls on black people.
That seems true, yeah.
You know, and I think that's a more general case of black people being over-policed in this country in general, in that black neighborhoods are watched very closely. If you go to a lot of places, you'll see cops hanging out in black neighborhoods just looking for people on the street to harass, and you don't see that as much in more affluent neighborhoods.
I agree with you totally, and that's another definition I was getting ready to go back to because Ralph always throws this up, white privilege and white guilt. Those are two different things. White privilege is the idea, like, This weekend, I went to Denny's with my family, my girlfriend and my daughter. Before I had finished eating, we were asked, before we got anywhere close to even getting the food, we were asked to pay for the meal before we even got the food. You know, it must be nice not to have to deal with that. That's white privilege. I can name, you know, blacks, we know it's a common occurrence. It happens to us all the time. We're asked to pay for meals. We're followed through grocery stores and malls. You know, I've been followed so many times, and I'm a college degree veteran, you know, doesn't matter. I don't have a police record. Doesn't matter. They look at you and they see you, and you don't have to deal with that. Many in the black community don't feel I would have to deal with that if you weren't black. That's a white privilege, not a white racism. And then another thing I wanted to go over real quick was that the gentleman who was hosting Saturday night asked an older black gentleman, well, do you go around blaming the current Germans for the Holocaust? And would you, and I didn't understand that line of questioning because no one's saying that the current whites today are responsible for slavery. No one's blaming white people today for slavery, cattle slavery of 200 years ago. No one's saying that. But I also just want you to acknowledge that it's those influences are still, you know, going through society today. My grandfather was the grandson of a slave, you know. So, I mean, it's not that long ago. There were times when my father was a veteran and he couldn't participate in the GI Bill, you know. So it's just, you know, there's so many things that go on. But when you hear, like, it just gets swept under the rug on a Saturday night by three white guys, it's just like, it's disturbing. And I just wanted to say that.
Well, it's kind of disturbing to discount somebody's opinion because of their race also. But
I'm not doing that.
But yet there's the common thing that you'll hear out of basically what you get if you happen to be white and you have an opinion that people don't like is they say, oh, you're just a white guy. You don't know what it's like to be poor, Bernie Sanders says, if you're white. Well, that's not true. There are lots of poor white people.
Yeah, you've been sleeping on a couch for a while, so not anymore. You're out of that time frame, but for quite a while, you were very poor.
Yeah, I was literally living on a porch because I was in debt and I wanted to pay it off. So, you know, there are things are bad for everybody in some ways, and I understand how these things can linger because my father is Armenian, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, but in 1915 there were about 1.5 million Armenians in the world, and the Turks decided to kill off 1 million of them, so 2/3 of the Armenians on the face of the earth were murdered. And my family came over here actually fleeing from that. They originally came from, or my father's side of this side came from Armenia. And it took a while before I could look at a Turk without going, holy something, he's going to kill me.
Hold that thought. If you want to continue the discussion, Dan, you may stand by. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
Rich here, courtesy of the Church of the Invisible Hand, which one can visit the website invisiblehand.church. And what is the Church of the Invisible Hand, Rich?
The Church of the Invisible Hand is a form of deism. We do not believe in any sort of miracles or the supernatural. We believe that the universe may have been created, but at this point, we as humans are on our own, and if we don't solve our own problems, they won't be solved.
InvisibleHand.church to learn more. We go back to Dan. He's in the Bay Area of California. Dan, you were calling in reference to a conversation that mostly happened Saturday night on the show between various different callers and the hosts. There was just some thoughts you wanted to share with us about race. Something was said, and I think you were referencing Brett Vinat, the host of School Sucks Project, when he had asked a caller a question related to the Holocaust. And I think that what he was getting at there was the idea that, you know, there are terrible things that have happened in the past, no doubt about it, to various different people. And what I felt like he was trying to say, and maybe he didn't express it well or whatever, but I think what he was trying to say was, well, look, you know, that was a long time ago, and in both cases, both the Holocaust and chattel slavery, and there's, you know, we didn't do that.
Slavery was a long time ago, but if you're talking to an older black man, keep in mind that there were some horrible things happening in Selma, Alabama in 1960.
No doubt, but I was not alive.
That was 8 years before I was born.
Right.
There were horrible things happening. If you look at Push Move in Philadelphia when they were bombed by the police, that was during my lifetime. So it's not as clear cut as, and I've been over this line of logic with the Armenians and the Turks, where, you know, all the Turks that were out killing people in 1915, 100 years ago, are almost certainly dead. They'd be at least 120 now.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
But that's not the case for racist Southern black or racist Southern sheriffs from the 1960s.
No, and
the
people
who were killing civil rights workers and doing a lot of other bad things.
I don't think Brett was saying don't hold people responsible, but
right.
I think what he was saying was don't hold me responsible because he didn't do that. Right?
You know,
he didn't do that
and
stuff.
And no one, I've never heard anyone, I've never heard it in the African-American community, whatever that means, state that, hey, we need to hold people responsible for they. Like, I always hear this thing about reparations. Black people no one's asking, the black community is asking for reparations. We understand how crazy that would even try to be. Like, I'm 90% black, but my great-grandfather was white, so do I only get 90% of a check? I mean, like, that's so ridiculous. No one's asking for that. We just want equality. I don't want to be 9 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than Ian. And unfortunately, just because of the color of my skin, I am 9 times more likely to be killed by a police officer today.
I believe it. You never heard me say that you weren't. I mean, I absolutely agree that the police seem to target blacks more often than they do whites. And it's probably true of Hispanics as well, but I haven't seen the numbers. But
right.
It certainly seems that way.
Right, and that's all I'm saying. And I guess,
and police tend to target poor people more so than rich people. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I would agree, but poor blacks have it worse. And I hate when people bring up skin color.
I agree.
But it's the fact of the matter. If I've got 4 bald tires and one's worse than the other one, I'm not going to say, well, they're all bald. No, we need to point out the one that's going to kill me tomorrow. I'm pointing out the one tire that's the baldest of all. That's all I'm saying. This tire needs some attention.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from that there. Usually I post, I've never used the hashtag white lives matter. I do use in combination together the hashtag black lives matter and the hashtag all lives matter. And I include both of them because I want to acknowledge all police brutality, but I also want to acknowledge that, yes, it falls on blacks more. But you
right.
can't solve that problem by shooting more white people. You've got to solve it by shooting fewer people in general.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Ending the drug war would be a great start on that as well. And I hope you have...
Oh, absolutely. The drug war has been absolutely disastrous for the black community.
Dan, thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I do appreciate
it. Have a good night.
Yep. My pleasure. Thank you.
If you haven't done it yet, friend me on Facebook.
Rich Paul on Facebook. So toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And I think, you know, bringing this issue up, it behooves us to discuss a little further as to, well, how do we get from here to there? Because I think all of us want to see less police violence, less unnecessary police violence against peaceful people, against people who have not harmed others. And you know, it is a tough issue because the police are ensconced with power. They are sitting pretty up there, and they're in charge, and we're not. The people who are running the legislatures in the 50 states, the people in Washington, D.C., they love the cops. As far as they're concerned, there's no problem. Now, I mean, I'm making a very general statement. There are probably a few legislators who do understand that the police are out of control, but they're in the minority. Most people, when they, you know, most people inside the government, when they see the police, they feel good. They feel like they're protected. They feel safe. They feel like, you know, these guys are good guys. Some of us who know more about the police feel in danger when the police are around because, you know, maybe the cop is or is not maybe he's not out of control. Maybe he's not a rogue cop. But there are enough of them out there to where you don't know which ones are and aren't. If you're in a strange place, if you don't know the police, like we know the cops here in Keene, New Hampshire, because it's a small police department. But if you're in a place like New York City or some other big, you know, Austin, some other big police department where in Austin, last time I checked, they had 1,600 cops and the police chief wanted another 300. So they may have another 300 now. So let's just say there's 1,900 cops in the city of Austin, Texas. You're not likely going to encounter the same cop twice there. So when you encounter the police in a strange place like that, you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know how off the handle they're going to fly when you do X, Y, or Z. And it's an intimidating, scary situation. But the people in the halls of power don't have that same experience. They get treated with kid gloves by the police. They get treated special. In New Hampshire, if you've got a state representative plate, they can't pull you over. You essentially are untouchable as a state representative. If you're driving from your home to the state capitol, you're immune from being pulled over. You can speed, and apparently you can't get pulled over for that. They're just not in the same position as most of us as far as understanding the police and the violence that is inherent within the system, the abuse.
Come and see the violence inherent in the system.
Yeah, they don't get it, and they probably never will. You know, we can sit in front of them, and we can testify about it, and we can tell our personal stories, as you and I have both done, Rich, on various different bills in Concord, usually regarding marijuana and some of the harsh consequences that are being dealt out to people. But as long as the state reps haven't had that happen to their sons or daughters or something like that, then they're in the dark. And then they just have to take your word for it. And then it's your word versus the police. And we know what happens when it's your word versus the police is the police get believed by the people in government.
Yeah.
So how do we start to change that? Not an
overthrow
easy question.
The state and start over.
Well, overthrowing the state. Now that when you say that, people think violence. Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that I would never violently resist a government. I don't think that there are enough people who are up in arms against the current government for that to be successful. And that's my big concern about the Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter movements is those two movements should be natural allies. They should not be beating on each other, you know? And Native Americans also get killed a lot more than white people by police.
Yep.
But to me, you know, I'm a big tent guy for the same reason I like Gary Johnson for the Libertarian nomination. I like the idea of a super inclusive anti-police brutality movement and anti-police racism movement.
I agree. You don't want to have the people who fundamentally agree about the police turned against one another and fighting with each other when they should be focusing on the mechanism of oppression, which is the system. Our free number here is 855-450-FREE, but how do we get from here to there? If you want to share your solution, please do. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll free, 855-453, 855-450-3733. We know there's a problem with police abuse. And it certainly does affect black people more often, I think, than it does white people. Whether it affects blacks more often than it does Hispanics, I'm not sure about that. But it does seem like police tend to be on the racist side. Oh, sorry, Rich, I had the wrong mic unmuted. Try now.
Probably depends on where you are.
That's probably true.
There's places where high percentages of the police force are black, and there are percentages where high percentages of the police force are Hispanic. So I would guess that you're probably best off if your race more or less matches the race of your police department.
Maybe, although I suspect you'll still find black officers oppressing black people and Hispanic officers oppressing Hispanic people.
Oh, I think you absolutely will, because I...
Just maybe not at the same rates.
I think what that will generally cut off, I think, is people who are doing it because they actually hate people of that race. And then what you've got left is
people wielding power.
People wielding power and people stereotyping it. And the fact that black people are generally more vulnerable to this sort of thing because they're not expected to have the money to take people to court and to fight back. Although that's not always the case.
So my question was, you know, what do we do to get from where we are now, where there's a serious problem with police abusing people of all shapes and colors, to where we want to be, which is where the police are actually respectful towards peaceful people and they don't arrest peaceful people. We'll talk more about that, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. First up, Doug is listening in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hello. Well, to begin with, more white people are killed than black people. I don't know if you actually looked at the data. More
white people are killed
by a cop than black people. I don't know if you actually looked at the data, but I looked at the data before I came on there. I don't have it right in front of me, but
okay. But are more black people killed than their proportion of the population? However,
correct. Correct. Yeah. I mean, right. I'm sure that the data can verify too, and I haven't looked at that part, but more black people are probably targeted.
Okay.
But I mean, I think that it can really come down to an accountability issue. Here you have authority and you have virtually no accountability. I mean, look, if I were the family member of the 19-year-old guy Hammond, who had been killed, a white guy killed by a cop, and he got shot in the back, I'd be offended by people like Dan for the fact that pretty much what you're claiming could be that if he ain't black, then it won't matter. You know?
No, I don't think Dan was saying that. I don't think Dan was saying that it doesn't matter if you're not black. I did not hear him say that.
Well, basically, he seemed to have higher confidence that a cop who killed a white guy would actually be prosecuted and prosecuted successfully for that crime.
I don't see the police generally being. I just generally don't see the police being prosecuted successfully at all for killing anyone in general.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah,
you're totally correct, Ian. You have the data to back that up. It would not matter if you're black, white, Latino, Asian. I mean, if you're a cop, you can pretty much get away with murder. I mean, I don't care if the individual killed were white or black. Look, if they got out of the car and they took out, you know, a phone or whatnot and the cop shot them, the cop should be charged, you know? I mean, it does not matter white or black. We have an accountability issue here. And people like Dan, and he acted like a pretty great guy on air here. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to make him out to be, you know, a bigot or anything. But they only look at color, you know. We're not talking about a color issue here. We're talking about an accountability issue.
Well, I mean,
we're dealing with both. And the thing is, fixing the accountability issue would... I think fix a lot of the racial issue in that if you have to say why you shot that guy, if that question is asked seriously and the answer evaluated critically, then people who presumably were shot because they were black or because they were Hispanic, that should come out in the wash because people, you know, the police should be able to show he was pointing a weapon at me. He was actually a threat to me. And so I think that would go at least part of the way. I think that part of the way is going to be time. The younger generation is so much less racist than my generation, which in turn is so much less racist than the generation before me, that I think that a lot of these things over time are going to go away by themselves.
True, but time isn't necessarily going to solve the issue of people wielding power over others.
Well, absolutely. Time alone will not solve the problem of people wielding power. And whenever you have government, you have a privileged class, which are the people who actually work for that government. And that privilege may extend... Oh, go ahead.
I think that you're incorrect. I think that you're incorrect, and I think that Dan had been incorrect. You get the accountability issue put in there, and you take care of all of it. I mean, you have people that are coming in that want to dominate people. That pretty much can be it. You have people who want to become a cop, want to dominate people. They want to control people. They want to be above the law. When you put
many
the
of them
into
do
play, right, and when you put the law into play and you hold them accountable, you take care of all of it. You know, it won't matter if you're white.
Sure. Look, I'm with you on the accountability thing, but I don't think it's fair to disregard where Dan is coming from in that as a black man, he feels as though he is targeted in some way for being black. And there's evidence that shows that that's the case. We talked about how here in New Hampshire, specifically in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, the west southwestern corner of the state, you're 10 times more likely, if you're a black male, to be arrested for marijuana possession than white males.
But rates of using marijuana are equal between blacks and whites approximately in America, so it's not a matter of more black people are committing the crime and therefore more black people are getting arrested. It's more like black people are over-policed and therefore black people are getting caught even though they use at the same rate at a much higher rate
than white people. And we also had a lady call in who, a black lady called from formerly living in New Hampshire. She wasn't living in New Hampshire at the time when she called. So she called Saturday night. She moved out of New Hampshire with her husband. She described them as sort of a well-to-do couple. They were driving a nice car. They're, you know, conservatives, right? Conservative black people. And she said they were regularly harassed and targeted by the police. So, you know, even when you are black and upper crust, you can be targeted by the police. So you can't discount those folks' experience. Mm-hmm. Those people are having that experience of being biased against. You know, LeVar Burton, the television and movie star, talked about how he is constantly frightened when he's pulled over, and he always remembers to put his hands up at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel so the cops don't get too nervous with him having his hands down somewhere else. And, you know, he feels like he's targeted because he's black, and he's not a poor black guy by any means.
This is the guy who played Geordi LaForge.
That's correct, on Star Trek. Go ahead, Doug.
I have no doubt that people who are black and Latino are, you know, depending upon where you're talking about in the country, too, are targeted mm-hmm. more often than white people. But all I'm trying to tell you can be that, you know, I mean, if we're only looking at through the vision of color here, we're not going to take care of the whole problem. And
I agree with that.
I absolutely agree with that. There's two separate.
If you're doing that, then you're pretty much telling the white people and the Latino people and the Asian people who have been killed by a cop, no matter if they're the minority who have been killed by a cop or not, you're telling them that they don't count. You know what I mean?
I get where you're coming from, Doug. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you have more that you wanted to say on that, Rich?
Not at the moment.
I wanted to talk about the idea of, I like what he's saying about accountability. I think that is, because I'd ask the question of, well, you know, how do we get there from here? How do we get to where we don't have this problem with police abusing people's rights of all colors and shapes and sizes, mm-hmm. as they do regularly? And accountability would be very, very helpful for that. The folks over at copblock.org do a really good mm-hmm. job of this. They encourage people to hold the police accountable through video recording. And mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most important things someone can do. We just had, I think yesterday I posted a video of a guy who was in court, a local guy, New Hampshire native named Brandon. He went to court wearing an F cops t-shirt, except he had it spelled out. So mm-hmm. the full F word and then cops, all capital letters, right? Bright blue on a white shirt. He went to court with his shirt on after he had had a conflict with the police out at a local dam. He had allegedly gone 5 miles over the speed limit across the dam. A forest ranger came out, sort of read him the riot act, and he didn't take it very well, and he was rude back to the ranger. The ranger said he was going to call the police. He followed the ranger back to the ranger hut or whatever, the little ranger station. The ranger went inside. Ranger claimed he was intimidated and threatened by this Brandon guy.
He felt intimidated, or did he say that the guy took an overt act?
He claimed he was pounding on the door. Brandon says he wasn't pounding on the door. But the thing is, there's no video. So Brandon, you know, it's his word versus the cop's word. And when you don't have video, you don't have accountability because you don't really know what happened. Then you have to pick sides. And the judge picked the cop side and found Brandon guilty. He's appealing to a jury trial, so he's going to get to start over from scratch. See the video over at freekeen.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life once.